This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, today we conclude the message we began on Monday from 2 Corinthians 5 about reconciliation. If you heard the program on Monday, you know that I mentioned that 2 days before I gave this message, I lost a brother-in-law to sudden and unexpected death, and it made an impact on my message that day, talking about reconciliation. But I also told you that the last message my brother-in-law heard was the message you heard last week about to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Question: what if this were your last message? Would it make any difference in your life today? In 1982, Deborah Scaling Kiley was 24 years old. She was a sailor, believe it or not. She was a woman who worked for her living, helping ships go from point A to point B. She was with 4 other sailors, 3 men, 2 women, who were hired to take a big sailboat, you know, large-sized sailboat, crew of 5, take it from Maine down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That was their job. They were hired to take it there for the winter. If you remember the story, they got out in a storm in the Atlantic, and if you can believe this, there were 40-foot waves. The ship capsized. It sank. And all 5 of these sailors got into a lifeboat that they referred to as a Zodiac. I don't know if that was the name of the boat or that's a type of boat, but they're in a lifeboat. 2 of them lost their lives to sharks. I'm not even going to go into the details. It's just so unbelievably graphic what happened to them with sharks hallucinating and going into the water and losing their lives. A 3rd one died from injuries in the initial sinking of the ship. So just Deborah is left and 1 other man. And they're just on the ocean in this lifeboat, no radio, no way to contact anybody. She remembers the moment when the guy was hallucinating and he started cursing God at the top of his lungs and, you know, calling God every name in the book. And she told him to stop it. I will always remember, as long as I live, what Deborah Scaling Kiley said. She said, "I always believed in God in a vague Sunday school kind of way." I knew what she meant. I always believed in God in a vague Sunday school kind of way. What did she mean by that? Probably went to vacation Bible school. Maybe had some exposure as a child with grandparents to worship service, but that was it. And the point I want to make is in 2014, you're not going to make it, and neither am I, with a vague Sunday school kind of understanding of who God is. The only way you're going to make it in 2014, the only way I'm going to make it in 2014 and survive emotionally and spiritually is to have a living, breathing relationship where we recognize that in Christ we are new creations. And we're not rehabbed, we're not refined or redefined. We're made brand new by the power of God. We're witnesses to the power of God. And God's called us to the ministry of reconciliation, meaning we are to call other people to that reconciliation and then help others be reconciled to the Lord and to each other. What if this were the last message you heard? Would it make any difference in what you do today? Would it make any difference what you did tomorrow? And would it make any difference what you do this week? Maybe it would. And maybe it could. As the Lord speaks to you from 2 Corinthians 5, we are new creations in Christ. And we've been called to the ministry of reconciliation. And it all comes from God. God takes credit for it. He said, "I initiated this. I was the aggressor. And I sent my son. God commended his love toward us. And that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly." You know who that is? You. Me. He took the initiative. We respond, and we're to be reconciled to him. Let's pray together.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.